The following program may contain language that is not suitable for a younger audience. So, if you get easily offended by and lots of, then you might want to consider a different podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Generic Live Radio Show for 2021. Woo! Yes, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Happy New Year to all of you out there. Hope you're having a good 2021 so far, and as to keep tradition alive, that's right, we are going to look back on some of the biggest stories of 2020. I wonder what all four of them can be. Take your pick. Okay, quick peel behind the curtain, and we do have to get started because we do have a 12-minute mashup to start the show to kind of summarize the year. However, I will say this. 2020 is very, a very contentious year in a lot of ways. So, putting together the show yesterday, I was like, is there anything that I could talk about that's good here? The answer to the question is unfortunately not. So, the point behind the biggest stories of the year, and unfortunately I didn't do one for 2019, the Generic Live Show wasn't around in 2019, but all of the ones before it, particularly the 2016 one, is that it's hard to be positive about all this stuff, but you know, you've gotta make it work with what you have. And I think 2020, I watched the year in search for Google, which is where I got a lot of this stuff from. I also, you know, have news articles and stuff like that to pull from as well. And it's just a lot of, like, people, they say a year in Google that a lot of people searched why. And I have to kind of agree with that. 2020 wanted questions that they couldn't find the answers to. And that is very indicative of 2020 in a whole. People were asking why, and just the year was like, we're not going to tell you why, we're just going to present it to you. So, strap in for an adventure over the next 2 hours as we take you on a guided tour of 2020, and put a pin in this year, and we'll talk more. We've got news, we've got some music, we've got some top 10 lists, and I'm going to be talking about myself, so... So stay tuned. We do have a wild adventure planned for the next 2 hours together. We will get through this biggest stories of 2020 together. It's going to be a wild ride, including starting with, I've been wanting to do this for 5 years now. I've done 5 of these. I wanted to do a year-end mashup, but I never really could until now, coming to Station Head. Thank you, Station Head, for practically reviving the Generic Live Show in 2020. I will say, if 2020 couldn't kill this show, I don't think anything is at this point. So please do be thankful for Station Head. I am very, very grateful for Station Head and for those coming back to the Generic Live Show after its hiatus in 2020 and picking it up and loving it as much as it is in its current format. But we do have to get started because we are going to be chasing our tails trying to cover this year. The year-end mashup is going to come to you from KJ Mixes. It's Say 2020 is its title, and it's a year-end mashup of over 150 songs that came out in 2020. Please enjoy. It's going to be 12 minutes long, and it's going to sum up the year. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to start with the biggest stories of 2020 right after this. It is Say 2020 by KJ Mixes, and it's the year-end music mashup. I've always wanted to play one of these on this show. Oh my gosh, I can. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. First show back for 2021. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. That just encapsulates all of the music talk for the year. That's no more controversial things for 2020. That's covered it. Good night, everyone. The end. No, I'm just gonna play Cantina. No, unfortunately, we do have to do a show. Well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I think for me, I think this is going to be good to do the biggest stories of 2020 because the Generic Live Show missed a chunk of 2020. We literally went on hiatus in January. And I quit the Generic Live Show to pursue career opportunities, which I still have those opportunities, but they are put on hold because of the world situation at the moment. And I think I gave up the Generic Live Show to do that. And then I came back, obviously, and then I was like, well, I'm not doing anything, so I picked it up. And then this opportunity with Station Head came up and sort of revived the show, and we've been doing the show here on Station Head for since October, and it's just been a blast doing the show again. I've always loved the Generic Live Show, and it's something that I hold near and dear to my heart, which is why there's not a best of Generic Live Show in 2020, because there's no clips to have. So, and with this new equipment that I have, I've got a new microphone here, by the way. Fun. And a new mixer, so I'm recording this on the computer, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get the podcast feed up and running again for everyone for 2021. So, very excited. I don't have any Generic Live Show plans immediately for 2021. But that doesn't mean, as we know this show, anything could happen on this show. Like the fact that I want to remind everyone that 6 years ago, this actually came up on the Patreon exclusive podcast, Generic Live Hangout, literally last night, is that, remember, this show came about as an on-air joke about 6 years ago, and it became a reality. And I could not have been more thankful for the Generic Live Show, and I'm happy to get back to its roots in 2020. So I think for many spin-offs as this show has had and sort of grown and evolved, I think either the radio format or the podcast format will be ultimately where it lands. So very happy and very thankful for all of you following the Generic Live Show journey. So thank you so much. I do greatly appreciate it. Now that we're running very behind, I have a feeling that this is going to be longer than a 2-hour show. Who are we kidding? It's 2020. We're going to take like 9 hours to unpack all of the stuff that happened this year. And a lot did happen this year. And I don't want to be negative Nancy, but I can't say that all of it was positive. A lot of it was negative, and a lot of it I can't even cover on the show, mainly because of time. But you got to think that, like, oil prices were in turmoil. Literally, the world was in turmoil because of COVID-19. Now, I had one caveat, and I think I broke it, like, twice. I had a caveat that I would try and reduce the COVID-19 talk because it was dominating the headlines. And I've always been about covering different type of content on this show because people come to shows like this to sort of escape and stuff like that as well. So I didn't want it to just overcrowd everything and be like the coronavirus cast, which a lot of podcasts and a lot of news agencies have switched their entire focus to the coronavirus, which is important. I'm not going to negate the importance of that, but they lost a lot of their key audience because that's what their focus has been switched to. So I didn't want the focus to the show. I wanted the show to be more of an entertainment show than a news show, because let's be real, it always has been an entertainment show first over a news show. I do have a little bit of a, not a spiel, but I have stuff from the articles that I put together, things that start small can reshape the world. A few people noticed when news emerged last December that China had begun monitoring the outbreak of a new ammonia-like virus. Even on January 11th, after China reported its first death of the disease, nearly a year later, COVID-19 has changed life as we know it. The World Health Organization estimated in October that as much as 10% of the world's population has already contracted COVID-19, and by the year end, some 1.7 million people have died from it. As countries implemented lockdowns to stop the disease spread, the global economy sputtered. It may have contracted more than 4%, and poverty rates spiked. Countries like New Zealand and Vietnam handled the pandemic well, whereas limiting infections while sustaining economic growth, but more notably the United States, countries like that have burgled their response and soaring case loads and death rates. Arguments will persist for years why the crisis was mishandled, except poor leadership, political partnership, wow, I can't talk, and disgust of government to publicly promote in exclamations. The year closed on a positive note as vaccines were approved in record time. The challenge is now distributing them, wow, widely and equitably while preparing to do a better job while stopping the next pandemic. It definitely is one of a kind event, and it's one of those things that stopped the world. It literally stopped everything in its tracks. Just to, not to make this about me, but I think it's kind of important because when you kind of have to look at the pandemic from a personal point of view when it comes to this sort of stuff, because I don't want to talk about how other people's lives were impacted on the coronavirus, but I know for me personally, I was on Disney Cruise Line. I'm still with Disney Cruise Line, just to preface, but I was on board. I was on the ship, and on March 14th, we went into lockdown. We were suspended. Originally, it was meant to be for 2 weeks. It's January, and they're suspended till end of March. So, like, people definitely underestimated the disease, and I think it comes down to cultures and stuff like that as well. But for me personally, we went into lockdown, and I spent between March and June in either lockdown or forced hotel quarantine, and that's a quarter of the year. A quarter of my year was in quarantine on the ship or in a hotel room, and at a certain point in my house, because that's what the rules were at the state at the time. I think that it's a long time to be literally put on hold. People get frustrated, and I think this comes to a bit of the culture too. People get frustrated when they're put on hold for 5 minutes. Imagine being put on hold for 3 months, which is important. I'm not going to negate the importance of that, but I think that you need to sort of look at COVID-19 on a personal basis in order to judge it. I haven't, knock on wood, haven't lost anyone personally because of COVID-19, but I definitely have very dear friends that have lost family members because of the virus, and like it's hard on them. Apparently I'm hungry. It's definitely hard on them to know that they're no longer, this virus has devastated families and stuff like that, and people have lost jobs, and they're not going to get those jobs back. I know for me personally, I'm very thankful that I've started this production thing, and we'll get into that a little bit later on, but I had to pick up a job while my other job's not on, while my other job's on hiatus. I've had to pick up a job that isn't in my industry, and it's hard because I'm learning things as I'm going. Excuse me, I'm learning things as I'm going, and definitely people need to keep in mind that you've also got to think different too. Quarantine was hard for a lot of people, and I think because no one likes to be forced inside at all. It's definitely hard, and it impacted everyone's lives. I don't know what else to say on that. So it's something that people dismissed in the beginning and then started to take seriously when the World Health Organization went, nope, this is a global pandemic that we need to, you guys need to respond as well. I think the main problem with a lot of this is it is state written as well. Like, different states have different rules. Even here in Australia, would you experience that, is that different states have different rules, and it's hard to know that what states are in what status right now and stuff like that as well. So it's hard. I'm sure some of it is federally run, but you know, you've got to monitor it. And 2021, yeah, there are vaccines in development and are getting improved, and people are even getting, you know, vaccinated and stuff like that right now. And again, it's finding that distribution network, and you know, it's definitely more to come in 2021. I think that this is not going to go away anytime soon. You know, it's the new normal is going to be this. The new normal is being mindful of hygiene and stuff like that as well. And like, I think this virus brought that to a lot of people's forefronts, and it dominated people's lives for a lot of the year. Like, it's December. This started in January. Like, it was 2020. So there's no mincing words. And while a lot of bad things came from COVID-19, a lot of good things for me personally came from COVID-19, and we'll talk about that towards the end of the show. But for now, COVID-19 is the story of 2020. It was 2020. It shaped everything. It shaped music. It shaped movies. It forced the economy. You could say that it influenced other decisions as well. And it changed the world and will continue to change the world as well. So hopefully in 2021, we don't have as a devastating story as COVID-19. So there you go. Before we take a break, I want to talk about the other big story of 2020. Not only did Australians and parts of the US suffer from a virus, the country in there, which I live in, which, by the way, a lot of this is, I tried to take a global perspective, but I had to go through a lot of Australian lists to get that global perspective. I would have mentioned that 2020 started off with half of Australia on fire, so that is, I shouldn't laugh, but that is how 2020 started. So not only were people still trying to recover from the Australian bushfires, they also have to deal with a pandemic in a lot of, all areas at this point. Just to read off some facts from the Australian bushfires, more than 12.6 million hectares burned, 434 million tons of CO2 were emitted, damn, 11.3 million Australians were affected by smoke. You got to think, 25 million Australians live in this country, so that's a lot. 10.6 million Australians worried about their and others' safety. Over 1 billion animals were unfortunately passed in this, what we call Black Summer. We called it Black Summer here, and it was definitely a black summer. And 2020 started to improve from Black Summer, and then we went into lockdown. And coming back into Australia was weird, I will say, because while the pandemic was still strong, it was kind of an interesting adventure, particularly on the aeroplanes. They ditched the uniforms for hazmat suits. Everyone was in hazmat suits. Airports were deserted. Like, they were only running flights as a necessary means to get people home. So, and a lot of, like, Qantas workers, I read this as well, Qantas workers got deployed to, like, Woolworths. So you had flight attendants and airport staff stacking shelves and being on checkouts and stuff like that as well. So it's, and that happened for a lot of people in the bushfires too. A lot of people were out of work and a lot of people lost their properties and stuff like that as well. So my heart goes out to all of those people that were affected by both the bushfires and the pandemic as well. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, we're going to take a quick music break right now, and then we're going to come back to part two of this best of... biggest stories of 2020. It's not going to get any better. We are going to be talking about the protest day, all the protesting that happened in the world in 2020. People wanted justice. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. After the biggest song according to Billboard in 2020, here is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. We're going to be back right after this here on a Sunday on the Station Head with Dale Campbell. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. Now, welcome to part two. Well, this, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, this episode is going to be very heavy. Like, it is, imagine a chocolate cake and putting four more chocolate cakes on top of that. This is going to be such a dense episode. But hope everyone's having a good new year. It's Dale Kemper here with you on a Sunday. It's a pleasure, as per always, on Station Head. Now, I told you that it's going to be a dense episode. So, not only was the global pandemic, COVID-19, and the Australian bushfires arguably the biggest story of 2020, this next story, I don't have any authority to speak on. I'm just going to put my biases out there. I am not qualified to talk about this next story because it's a story about racial injustice. And I'm being straight up here. Like, I am definitely not qualified to talk about this. However, it is important to talk about the biggest stories of the year. And I'm of two opinions. I find it absolutely... actually, no, I'm not of two opinions. I was going to play devil's advocate with myself, which I love to do on this show, but I am not at this point about to entertain that. Because even a global pandemic could not stop people fighting for what they believe in and fighting for justice. And I just find that is just amazing. Like, good on people for fighting for what they believe in. And I stand with those people. And it's definitely my thoughts and, you know, go out to the families of these people that have been affected by this racial injustice. And it's something that I see that I've become acutely aware of, because even here locally, I've become aware of it because it's something that is, the microphone picks up literally everything, that suits me for not being in a soundproof room, but it's something that I find that I've become aware of. And like, this is going to sound derogatory, but it's not meaning to. But if I find a particular group of people literally sitting at a bus stop, security guard would get called over, and then they would call the police to then escort those people and move them on. They're not harming anyone, and they're not homeless people, which if they were homeless people, I'm not saying that group of people is the demographic to be homeless, but if they were homeless, that's a whole nother issue, or if they were like begging for money and stuff like that. However, even during a pandemic, a different group of people would sit particularly at like a bus stop and do the same things that other group were doing. We call this tiptoeing. They wouldn't. Nothing would be affected. Nothing would be happening to that second group of people. No security. Sure, the police would get called if they were disturbing anyone, but they weren't. Or aren't. in this purely hypothetical scenario. And I think that we've got a long way to go before we make things fair. This is part two, the George Floyd Black Lives Matter story, but I think it stems much more than that. And it's something that we talked about, and I think in 2017's biggest stories, we're never going to pull the plug on racism, but we can put a fire blanket over it. It's definitely a line that was uttered in that show. And I don't know if I said that or my guest said that at the time, but I that doesn't really matter. But it's on. I want to talk about the story itself before I continue. On May 25th, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was arrested in Minneapolis for allegedly passing a counterfeit $20 bill. One of the arresting officers kept his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 15 seconds, killing him on the scene. Floyd's death at the hands of officers whose mission is to protect and serve followed on the heels of literally hundreds of similar police killings of black Americans, including Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, Breonna Taylor. Videos of Floyd's killing has triggered protests across the United States and sparked national conversation about systemic racism. And the Canadian Prime Minister said that racism is real and it's not just an American issue. And I agree, it's not just an American issue at this point. It's a worldwide issue, and I think that needs to be discussed on those type of boards when people go to those ASEAN meetings and stuff like that. That needs to be brought up and it needs to be talked about. It needs to be stopped. And those videos are disturbing. And no matter how you slice it or dice it, and I think, again, I don't think we're going to pull the plug on racism. I think we're just going to put a fire blanket over it. So, and I know something that in this show is going to offend somebody. I don't mean any offense. If you do have any feedback, please do let me know. genericliveshow@gmail.com, genericliveshow, or one word, @gmail.com. I'm very happy to have a conversation. However, or send me a voicemail so I can play on the show if you want to. But I think that having these conversations, starting these conversations, are much more difficult than having these conversations. And it's also unfortunate that it took these incidences to start that conversation. But it's a conversation that we still need to continue to have. So that is the second biggest story of 2020. It's definitely not going to get any better from here, people. As we continue here on the Jerk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are, part three is coming up next. We are going to be talking about the US political scene, which is also unsteady this year. We'll talk more about it as we continue. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. Wow, that song came with it. A whole bunch of controversies too, apparently. So, whoo, boy, moving right along. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about those controversial topics. You know, again, okay, we are apparently talking about that. What the hell? Oh, this is gonna be the most dense generic live show I think I have ever done. But that show apparently was done by an alleged sex offender. Excuse me, never convicted, by the way. I just want to put that out there. But again, I can look past the art versus the artist thing, and it's just, also, the regular person wouldn't know that unless they did the research, which means that artists need to be upfront about that, which is why I think we need artists to introduce themselves before songs. No, I'm just kidding. That bit is just so old. But could you imagine? Nope, I'm not gonna. Nope, that. You know what? This episode is just gonna go down the drain anyway. But could you imagine if that's what they the artist introduced? Oh, I am such and such, and I produce this, and I'm a yeah, and I'm a poing. Hey, where's the? There you go. There's the dump button for you. I can just say, and no one would hear what I just said. Oh, I love a good dump button. I've not had to use a dump button for a long time, but here you go. Welcome to live radio. Oh, I'm not made for this world. All right, let's talk more about, you know, global pandemic, Australian bushfires, Black Summer, racial injustice. Let's talk about, it was an election year too. 2020 needs to go away. It, like I said, this is a cake on cake on cake situation. But anyway, so moving on from that. So there are mainly the US politics. Foreign politics, I'm not that far up, even though US politics is technically foreign politics to me, but yeah. The US election and the US Senate acquits Donald Trump of impeachment charges too. Remember when the Donald Trump impeachment was meant to happen? Yeah, remember when the Senate literally just swept that under the rug? I certainly do. If the impeachment would go ahead, Trump would have become the third president in order to get impeached. However, it was opened on January 16th, but on February 5th, it was all done and dusted. Senate wiping their heads of it, saying, Trump declaring that was a victory and saying that people that went against him were evil and that Democrats in particular were vicious as hell. Also interesting to point out that Mitt Romney of Utah, remember Mitt Romney? Remember him? He went against Trump famously during this impeachment trial, so that definitely is interesting to keep in mind. But I wanted to mention that, and not only did that happened on an election year. Remember, an election happened. We have a new president-elect, which that's happening here soon, isn't it? When is Inauguration Day? I want to look that up real quick. Inauguration. Hey, producers. 2021. No. There you go. Hey, Google listens to me. I love that. January 20th. Hey, there you go. What? Okay. I hope when I listen to this back on the podcast feed that picked up. Please tell me that picked up. So I got Ed and a Google Home for Christmas, and I say that joke because I like triggering other people's devices, but then I realized that I could trigger myself. But clearly I didn't ask for love January. I do commonly call this time of year though garbage time January, but I feel like because of restrictions lifting and then being put back in place again, then it's going to be a busier 2020 start than ever before. But oh boy, love January is not available. Sorry, no love for you in January. Hashtag no love January. I mean, it definitely sounds like the 2020 one sequel for sure. But so the US election, I actually helped cover the election night. It definitely was an experience because it was a weird night because it looked like it was going one way, but then remember, there was a global pandemic, so even elections look different. And I want to share that story a little bit later on because I think it's in my, I think I want to put it in my honorable mentions, but definitely mention it a little bit later on, is that I feel like it's definitely something that is interesting, the way that elections were held up this year, with the more prevalence of mail-in ballots that take time to count, and just the early voting as well. All that needed to be considered as well, and normally those type of demographic of people swing one way. That's true. That's not me making a generalization. That is literally a proven fact. As someone who worked a federal election for the Electoral Commission, I can say that those demographics do swing one way. But it was definitely interesting, I will say. But, and the stop the vote, stop the count, it just, no. And I get that Mr. T's a sore loser, but there's definitely a time and a place for that, for sure. And with the new president incoming, I feel like that the mentality is going to change too. And I think that that's also a reason why a lot of the failures happened when it came to the pandemic as well, is because he has that mindset of that it was the quote-unquote bold italicized quote-unquote, as I don't believe this, but he referred to it as the quote-unquote China virus and a hoax. So if that's coming from the top, then definitely don't have that coming down onto the people as well. So the reason why countries like New Zealand go back up and back to that were successful is because that they had the leader that believed that trickled down to the people. So leadership has worked like that all the time. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. But anyway, fun, right? All right, as we continue here on the Jack Live Radio Show for a Sunday, what are we going to do? We are going to skip straight to hour two. We're going to shuffle some things around here. We're going to go straight to hour two. We're going to be looking at some of the music that shaped how 2020 shaped in music. We're going to take a quick look at that as a sort of interlude to 2020. We're going to play two songs here to signify the 1 hour break, as we normally do. It has been an hour. I promise you that the second hour is going to be a lot lighter. So we're going to play two songs here. We're going to play Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa and Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. And we're going to be taking a look at music and some of the people that we lost in 2020 as well. That's in the next segment. As we continue here on the Jack Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Daryl Campbell here with you on Station Head. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for hour two. It's going to be a lot more fun, I promise, than this. Stay tuned. Hi guys, it's Dale Campbell here, coming in with a little bit of a message. I hope you're enjoying the Jack Live Radio Show on your podcast feed again. It's good to have the show back in podcast format. Just to let you know, if you want to support this and everything that I do, you can head on over to my personal Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell, DaleCampbell. You can support the Jack Live Radio Show, you can support the YouTube channel, and everything that I do over there as well. For as little as $1 per main channel video, you can get early access to content, you can have your name shouted out on everything that I do, and you get exclusive episodes, including the Patreon exclusive Generic Live Hangout. Again, if you want to consider giving back for this show, please do so over on my Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. Now, to hour two of the program. Hour two! That's right. I have to literally move away from the microphone to scream that now. So, love that for me. Yes, as we continue, thank you for joining us. If you are still listening to this, please do know that the second half of the show is going to be somewhat lighter. I mean, it's still going to be a dense cake, but it's going to be about two dense cakes on top of each other as opposed to the five that we've already eaten here on the show together. But, you know, it's fun looking back at the biggest stories of 2020, and I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to cover it in slow motion. Because as October rolled around, you know, these news stories were still dominating the headlines, but at least I could pick from, you know, other ones. But, you know, I'm glad that I saved my thoughts on the big events too. Now, so let's take a look at a bit of a snapshot at music, shall we? Let's take a look at a bit of a music. This was meant to be last hour, but we are running so far behind. But we have to make sure that we cover literally everything, no matter how much time it takes, because this is the year-end show. So we gotta make sure that everything gets on here. Let's talk about the new music and what shaped music. So the year starts always, let's look at the award ceremonies, because award ceremonies in 2020, not so much. But I will say that a lot of them still did go ahead. Like the ones earlier in the year, like the Grammy Awards, Billie Eilish cleaned up. Record of the Year was Bad Guy, Album of the Year was When We All Fall Asleep, Where to Go. Song of the Year was Bad Guy, and Best New Artist was Billie Eilish. So she sweeped up. Meanwhile, in 2020, Billie Eilish did not really have much of a year. She released a few splattering singles, but they were really good. But, you know, she was also banking on the Bond film, and we all know how the Bond film was handled in 2020. It was handled with such care and such elegance, wasn't it? Wasn't it, though? The Billboard Music Awards was meant to be next. It is normally scheduled, it's normally scheduled for April 29th, but because of the COVID-19, it was postponed, of course, because, you know, that's it be like that, like, all the time. In Las Vegas, Kelly Clarkson was announced as host. She previously hosted the 2018 and 2019 ceremonies. On March 17th, due to the pandemic, it would have got postponed, and blah, blah, blah. On August 14th, it was scheduled for October 14th. On September 22nd, the nominees for all categories were announced. So, there you go. And the voted categories were announced on TikTok, because TikTok... I wanna say this. This is also why I wanted to do this segment, is because I wanna say this, is TikTok influenced the music industry like no other in 2020, which, for better and for mostly worst, it influenced a lot of the decision, which the Billboard was sponsored by TikTok and Xfinity, but it always is sponsored by Xfinity, so definitely need to take that in consideration when you think that Billboard isn't really going to do anything about TikTok influencing the charts at a later date. But I will say this, I kind of am happy with TikTok influencing the music industry. I mean, it's good for new artists getting out there, but the songs that got big this year, they stayed big, because a lot of people, like, radio was put on hold too because of everything going on in the world. So the songs that were big got big and stayed big, but that's neither here nor there. I want to say this also. Yeah, TikTok influenced the year, man. I tell you what. At the 2020 Brit Awards, Album of the Year was Psychodrama by Dave, whoever Dave is. Song of the Year was Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi, and the Best New Artist was Lewis Capaldi. Of course it was. Because that song stayed at number one for like 20 million years over there. The Juno Awards in Canada, Artist of the Year was Shawn Mendes, Group of the Year was Lord Luxury. Luxury. Album of the Year was The Pains of Growing by Alessia Cara, and Single of the Year was Señorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Because of course it was. 2020 MTV Music Awards, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, A Push Artist was Doja Cat, and Artist of the Year was Lady Gaga, which was interesting. I just, for me personally, I found that interesting. Next up, I want to talk about Eurovision. Now, Eurovision, it got cancelled this year, so stay tuned for that. It's coming in 2021, and I think it's coming to Denmark, I want to say. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Denmark. I think so. But I do want to mention that they did bring out alternative at-home concerts for Eurovision as well, which I think is just amazing that, you know, they can still have the feeling of a Eurovision, but technically not having a Eurovision is something to behold as well. So I want to mention this as well while we're talking about Eurovision and stuff like that. And I didn't see the non-fiction film. I didn't see any Eurovision content, if I'm being honest. I don't think I was still here for it. I'm not here for it stuff, but it's literally, I don't think I was here for it. I don't think I had stable internet connection at the time. But I hear it was alright, actually, and it filled a lot of people's voids to have some Eurovision content this year. And again, 2021, I hope it doesn't cancel a lot of events like it did, you know, for good reason, by the way. So, there you go. And of course, music had its other controversies, like the Say So and the WAP controversy, which the WAP controversy is just a joke. I love WAP. I am WAP's biggest defender. Look, again, someone said this on YouTube, but I kind of agree with them, is if you're going to let male rappers literally do the same, there is a double standard there. You're literally letting male rappers say way worse than what these two women are saying. So, there you go. Take that or leave that. All right, as we continue here on the Junk Live Radio Show, for a Sunday, we're going to be talking about a royal event that shook the world this year. I know, right? The royals did something that I want to talk about. Which is rare for the biggest stories of 2020. Biggest stories of the year, but for the biggest stories of 2020, yeah, the royals did something. And we're going to list off some of the greats that we lost in 2020. It's going to be a smaller segment, these ones, thank God. As we continue, hour two, again, less dense of a cake. It's a sugarless chocolate cake. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. Adore You, Harry Styles, on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. I am in the middle of texting. I have been caught red-handed. turns out I'm not really in tune for this live radio stuff. Oh my god. Well, now that I've literally been caught red-handed, oh my god, that's too funny. Alright, wow, that song really sneaks up on you and just gives you a bit of a woof in the morning. Alright, now I'm back to the, that kind of describes 2020 in a nutshell, doesn't it? Being caught red-handed, going, ah! But if I hadn't have said anything, and if I'm not like a moron and wouldn't say anything, I definitely could have gone away with it. I did that bump in pretty well for someone who was texting at the same time. I'm a professional. All right, moving on to, I've definitely lost it. I've definitely had my serious talks in the beginning of the show, but definitely lost it for now. And my phone's on Do Not Disturb. And the only reason why I'm looking at it is because of Station Head being on the phone. It's just, I am a squirrel when it comes to that sort of thing. I'm like, ooh, notification. Anyway, I love people. Please message me anytime you like on any of my social medias. I will reply regardless of if I'm on air or not. Proof is in the pudding. All right, let's bring it down a little bit. Let's talk more about some royal news and some of the icons that we lost in 2020. Now, 2020, people have declared, is the worst year in the record books for news and stuff like that. It definitely has not been a great year. But I want to talk about the royals. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have stepped back from their senior royal positions. That's right. Remember in January? Remember this was a thing? I love the fact that I'm referencing most of January in this news going, hey, remember that? Remember the royals? They're no longer royals. They now live in Los Angeles. Together. By themselves. With a dog, I think. I don't know. But they could if they wanted a dog. Oh, I screamed then. If they wanted a dog, they could have a dog. Then nothing's stopping them now. So, I wanted to briefly mention that, make sure that I get that in there. But we are going to bring this down a little bit. We did lose probably 4 big icons this year. We lost Kenny Rogers, which I don't know why, but that one has stuck with me. I'm just saying, that one definitely has stuck with me out of all of them. We lost Chadwick Boseman, which definitely has sucked. That definitely losing Chadwick Boseman has sucked. Kobe Bryant earlier in the year as well, and Sean Connery. We've lost all of those icons, and we've lost many more over the years and over the year. And it's rough when 2020 claims victims like this as well. And along the way, not as many as 2016. I feel like the in memoriam section in 2016 was huge for this sort of stuff. And, you know, I feel like that it's not going to get any easier. Like, I keep making predictions that Betty White's going to, but that's just inevitable. And it's going to suck when that day does happen, because I love Betty White. Betty White's an icon to me. Like, that's just a fact. But I just wanted to briefly mention those people, because I wanted to make sure that we got the last bit of news in before a couple of fun segments that we have. We are rushing through this a little bit. I'm not gonna hide that fact. This segment was meant to be 2 minutes long, so just wanted to mention that as well, because this is more about the music, man. We have coming up, we have a couple of more things planned. That is the last of the big news story. We, of course, have headline round out the show. Before that, we have some personal achievements, and then next, we have some top 10 lists. So next up, we're going to do some top 10 lists. That is the last of the heavy news. Thank God. We always put in memoriam last, and I always find it strange that we do that last, but we're going to round out the day with some top 10s. We're going to make it a bit of fun for you, so, you know, stay tuned for that. As we continue here on the Dragon Life Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Again, top 10s lists are next. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's part of the show, one of my favorite part of the show. It's time for top 10 list season. Woo! That's right, it is top 10 list time. And this is the part of the show where we normally do top 10 lists. It's a fun little thing that we wanna do, because you know, 2020 has been so negative, and I wanna spark a light. And no one loves a good countdown as much as me. I love the fact that I can get away with playing that and don't have to worry about copyright. Anyway, top 10 games of 2020. Here we go. At number 10, we have Dragon Quest Walk. These are global, by the way. I just want to put that out there. This next one is Call of Duty Warzone. There you go. I've heard about exactly one of those. And this is also another fun game, because I really didn't do much. 2020, I was surviving. I didn't really watch or play anything. So it'll be interesting to see how many of this I've actually played. Number 8 was Animal Crossing. I would have thought that Animal Crossing would have had a bit more traction than number 8. But hey, again, this is global chart, so who knows. Animal Crossing, I felt, was big. But I suppose Animal Crossing was big at the start of the pandemic, so there's that. Number 7 is FIFA 21! Woo! Next up was Ghost of Tsushima? Sure. Ghost of Tsushima. Why not? Then next was The Last of Us 2. Oh, The Last of Us 2 was unfortunate when it came out. It was just getting outshadowed by a lot of people, so... Number 4 was Genshin Impact. Number 3 was Volorant. Number two was Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. Oh, Fall Guys. Remember when Fall Guys was the game of the year and then Among Us came out? Speaking of stealing people's cakes, Among Us. Yeah, those two games came out literally right back to back, and it was just kind of unfortunate for a lot of things. But I will say, sorry, I keep checking my monitor here for game audio. For game audio. Oh, well, there's an hour loop. Fun, right? All right. Anyway, love that. I started with a 2-minute version and I didn't really have to. Alright, so, out of those 10, I've heard of 1, 2, 3, well, I've heard of FIFA, 4, 5, 6, 6. I've heard of 6 of them. That's better than previous years. I played exactly none of them. Alright, moving on. In this next category is movies. This next one is Jojo Rabbit. Is it number 10? Say I know what that is. Mulan at number 9. Oh, remember Mulan? Remember when Disney wanted you to pay $20 for a movie and you did? Remember that? I remember that. Uncle Dale remembers. Next up is Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. I wanted to watch that movie, but I never did watch it. Sorry, I turned the BGM down a bit. next up, number 7 was Elmer Holmes. Number 6 was Tenet. Remember Tenet? Remember that? That was apparently a good movie. I never watched it, but I probably should have. Definitely seems like something that was right up my alley. Number 5 was Contagion. Oof. 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 Is what I have to say to that. Number 4 was 365 D&I. Don't know what that was. Number 3 was Black Panther, which, of course, because of Chadwick Boseman. Number 2 was 1917. Again, oof. And number 1 was Parasite, which apparently was a picture of the year that no one saw, because, of course. Next is TV shows. Number 10 was Lock and Key. Never heard of that. Number 9 was Outer Banks. Never heard of that. Number 8 was The Queen's Gambit. I heard of that. Never watched it, though. Number 7 was Azurk. Number 6 was Emily in Paris. That doesn't sound like a movie. That just sounds like Emily's in Paris. Send us a postcard. Number 5 was The Umbrella Academy. No. Number 4 was Cobra Kai. Number 3 was Money Heist. There you go. Number 2 was Big Brother Brazil. It's odd. Why was Big Brother Brazil trending? But, yeah, who knows. And number 1, of course, was Tiger King. I never watched Tiger King, but I listened to a very, very educational program about it. So, listen to that. Alright, top 10 lyric searches for music. We've got What's Poppin'. Yeah, I love that song. Delan Liane. Nope. Sephora. Nope. No Time to Die. There's Billie Eilish coming back again. Number 6 is Nope. Number 6 is Nope. Number 5, I'm not going to try and pronounce that. Sorry. Nope. Not happening. Number 5 is Dynamite. Number 4 is Sketches. What is Sketches? I don't think I've ever heard of that song. Huh. Interesting. Number 3 was Goomba. Oh god, nope, not playing that. Number 2 was Savage Love. That's the Jason Derulo one. And number 1 will be revealed in due time, because it's the next song. And this has been the Top 10 List season. Alrighty, thank you. I realized I hit the button too soon, so, you know, it's still gonna work, though. As we continue here on the Track Live radio show for a Sunday, it's Daniel Campbell here with you. We are going to reveal the number one winner of the most searched lyrics of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, we've mentioned it. twice already on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the fine works of... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B to the stage with their performance of WAP. Hope you enjoy. Stay tuned for some personal achievements in 2020. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you right after this. Biggest stories of 2020 coming at ya. You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. We are getting towards the end of the show here, and I want to say for the record that, first of all, two things. One, never in the former incarnations of this show that I never think that I'd get away with playing a song literally called Wet Ass P-Word. Two, I never thought in my life that I would hear Ben Shapiro, who, by the way, I have such a complicated relationship with Ben Shapiro, which, it sounds weird. I don't know what that noise was. Me having my own ASMR moment over here. Actually, three things. Two, I have a complicated relationship with Ben Shapiro because I used to listen to the radio show that he was on called The Answer in Southern California, which apparently is no longer going to be in Southern California. He's moving to somewhere. I forget where that happened in 2020. So apparently Ben Shapiro is no longer going to be in California. And I got to listen to Ben Shapiro dramatically read WAP, which... By the way, stay tuned for the Dale Campbell YouTube channel, because week after next, you're going to get a little bit of a late Christmas gift. It features Siri again, so there you go. Siri is making a return to the YouTube channel again. I like the fact that Siri is going to be the most featured guest after that video. Stay tuned for that. All right, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, Dale Campbell here with you. Thank you for joining us. All right. Now, part 7 is the personal achievements of 2020. I like to do this. I like to sit down and look at my year that was 2020, even though a quarter of it was taken up by forced lockdowns and quarantines, where I literally got to leave the ship twice. And if I wanted to leave my hotel room, I would be not here right now because I would have been thrown in jail. So, with that out of the way, I wanted to sort of look back on my 2020, and I think 2020 as a whole, for me personally, was actually an okay year. It definitely wasn't the best year by any stretch, but my god, it was no 2016. It was no constant failures after constant failures after constant failures. There were a bit of 2020 that were failures, but excuse me, nothing to the extent of 2020. I think having the view that I need to pivot in 2020 is definitely one of those things that I realized. So next, I want to talk about some of the not so good things in 2020. 2020, again, my worst thing for 2020 listed here in the run sheet was the unknown. I think I've always struggled with not knowing what's next and what's planning, but I think as the year progressed, I got better at having to deal with things one step at a time. I am a very structured person. For this show alone, I have a 7-page run sheet for this 2-hour show. And it's normally not as long, but I think because everything is jam-packed in this show that it's definitely needed to be that long. Next, this is a very specific event. I was a crowd marshal at a local fair here. This would have been back in October, I want to say. It wasn't November, it was September, October, one of the two. And there was an incident that happened at the show that is still kind of traumatic. I didn't get to witness it, but like knowing the accounts afterwards and knowing that I was there and knowing that I was getting pushed and pulled around and getting abused and stuff like that as well, is definitely not a good feeling. And particularly during a time that I needed to pivot and I was still growing in my current position and I was still relatively new independently and definitely put a pin in my momentum, but definitely that event was kind of hard for me to... I witnessed an incident involving a ride, I will say that, and I'm still not comfortable with really fully talking about it, so we're going to move on. It's hard, this is where it gets murky. Both the honorable mention and dishonorable mention are the same thing. Because it just took up such a wild coaster of emotions. My dishonorable mention is, of course, being stuck at sea for 3 months. I think I could deal with being on solid land for 3 months in isolation. It's just being at sea. And the constant, am I going home tomorrow? Am I going home next week? Am I going home now? Am I, you know, moved ships? But that's also a good thing. I moved ships. I got to experience 2 Disney ships on my first contract with Disney Cruise Line. And turning that into a positive thing, my journey with Disney Company continued. I picked up in February, went into lockdown in March, but still my journey with Disney, the Disney Company, continued in February. Definitely want to get back into the ship life and want to get back into doing what I know and what I love. So, and I met so many beautiful people from that experience, and it's definitely hold that near and dear to my heart, those experiences. Particularly, I think getting to experience some of the guest features on the cruise line definitely did help when we do go back into operation, because I know some of those venues now. Definitely, if I end up on the ship that I came home, or went to the UK to go home on, I don't think I'd be as good with, because I literally spent 10 days on that ship. But it definitely was good to experience something different, you know, and definitely worth it. Next, I think also in an honorable mention, I'm going to put working at the Queensland election in October in there as well. Again, I don't really have much. It's either at the very beginning of the year or very end of the year is where this stuff falls, except for one. Which I'll talk about in a minute because it is the best of the year. Honorable mention goes to working the election. It was fun. It was definitely a fun experience. Definitely something I would do again if I had the opportunity, and definitely worth the time. Definitely worth the paycheck afterwards too. Which I think next election, and it was good. And it was good to think on my feet and do stuff that I know, even though I've not really worked elections before. But I've worked on a political campaign, so I kind of knew what was going to happen, but definitely good experience, definitely a good day. That happened on Halloween, actually, fun fact. Also an honorable mention is June happened, and I left Geek.io in June, and I haven't looked back. Sorry. Hi, CJ. Hi, Rachel. I know you're listening to this. I love you. But I think the best choice for me was to go independent. I love you guys as people. I just feel like my creative journey was coming to a close. And going independent, I now can have like freedoms and stuff like that that I knew I probably had there. But I know for sure that now that I can take my stuff in an own direction. Again, it wasn't a personal thing. I feel like the move for me to go independent had to happen in order for both parties to sort of move on, if you were. But without a doubt, I can't stress this enough. The best of the year is kind of obvious if you know me at all. I feel like particularly, the reason why I say 2020 was not as bad as 2016 is because while 2016 was full of heartbreak and disappointment, 2020 was filled with kind of lots of optimism, if I'm being real. And nothing can describe that than what happened on March 16th, 2020, is when I officially found love again. And, like, I can't describe that feeling. Eden is in the other room. He's probably listening to this. But and serious, and I've told him as much. So, like, it's not news. Breaking news. My spouse, which I live with and share a bed with every night of my life, is the best thing that happened to me in 2020. Breaking news. Sorry. You heard it here first on the Drag Live Show. It's not like us to break news. What the hell, man? What's going on there? But I like, all joking aside and all being facetious aside, I think, and I don't want to put words in his mouth because I'm definitely not that type of person, but I feel like, and we've had this conversation, I feel like we are the best thing to happen to each other in 2020. And while of course it comes with its own struggles, they're not struggles. It's relationships are an obstacle course. I can talk. Wow, I'm getting flustered, huh? Who would have thought? Relationships themselves are a jungle gym. Wow, had a stroke. That's the best thing that happened in 2020. Shouldn't joke about that. That runs in the family. But definitely it was the best thing that happened to each of us. And while I think it was good having a partner during that time and continue to know if we can make it through a global pandemic in a year, I think we can get through a lot worse. It was disappointing when we got separated for like 2-3 months, but it definitely, we spoke every day, and it's definitely something like it helped better communication skills and stuff like that as well. So, you know, it's hard not to get choked up with this sort of stuff. I have emotions. Who would have thought? But again, it's something that I feel like 2020, moving into 2021 now, I definitely could deal with moving into the new year filled with sort of optimism and stuff like that as well. So there you go. Alrighty. As we continue here on the Genetic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We just got, this is going to be interesting. Let's see. I just had something pop up. All right. As we continue here on the Genetic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, we're going to round out the show with a bit of headline roundup. We're going to run long, but I don't really mind at this point. It's the biggest stories of 2020. You get it. You're listening to the Genetic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell. Right now, we're going to blow to our favorite segment called Headline Roundup. Headline Roundup. That's my voice. Headline Roundup. I closed the Prices Right Hour loop. I could have had that on. I could have had that on instead. So there you go. Whoops. All right. Here are some of the weirdest stories from 2020. Remember when, in October, Subway was not declared bread? Irish Supreme Court ruled that the bread sold by the fast food chain Subway contains so much sugar, could not legally be defined as bread. The ruling came as a tax dispute was brought up by Bookfinders Limited, an Irish Subway franchisee, which argued that some of its takeaway products, including teas, coffees, and heated sandwiches, were not liable for value-added tax. Interesting. A panel of judges rejected the appeal, ruling that the bread sold by Subway contains too much sugar to be categorized as a staple food, which staple foods in Ireland are not taxed. Quote, there is no dispute that the bread supplied by Subway in its heated sandwiches contains sugar content of 10% of its weight of flour included in the dough. Thus exceeds the 2% specified, the judgment read. Subway disagreed in a That did not sound healthy. Subway disagreed with the characterization in the statement, saying that Subway's bread is, of course, bread. Of course you would say that. We have been making fresh baked bread in our restaurants for more than 3 decades, and our guests return each day for sandwiches made on bread that smells so good as it tastes. Of course you would say that. You're Subway, man. Like, that's just you. All right. Remember back in, I think this was September. Remember? Remember back in September, unsurprisingly, the large tooth water-based crawler did not sound like my Minnie Mouse. So, we're talking about an alligator on helium, apparently. Scientists found the bizarre curiosity that won the IG Nobel Prize on September 17th, 2020, which is a static prize awarded annually since 1991 that celebrates the unusual and trivial achievements within scientific research. That's right. We have a clip. Do you want to hear it? I think you want to hear it, right?
Stop.
Oh my god, there you go, there, there is your proof in the pudding that, I'm sure you could take those two burp sound effects and turn them into some sort of remix, but apparently that's what an alligator sounds like on helium. This is what Headline Roundup is made for. Alright, but this is also a thing that dominated in 2020 was athletes being really weird. Just needless to say that athletes were getting real weird simply because one thing that I wanted to mention, though, the thing that I really wanted to mention was the toilet paper challenges that sparked in 2020 is that the pro athlete Jared Puak, Shakira's better half, by the way, fun fact, didn't know if you knew this, was doing the toilet paper challenge, and we have audio of that too, with the tennis racket. Very, very thrilling stuff. I think of the thing at the end. Yeah, he's literally just hitting. That's the noise at the end. No, stop. Okay. But apparently that was the toilet paper roll challenge that everyone was freaking out about. I couldn't find anything about that elsewhere, but I wanted to mention that people were buying toilet paper because apparently there was going to be a worldwide shortage of toilet paper, but we all know how that ended up. Remember back in January, there you go, here's January for you, people were already saying that 2020 was cancelled. In a celebrity episode of the BBC quiz show Mastermind, Casualty, actor Amanda Henderson was asked which Swedish climate change activists had their speeches collected in a book called No One Too Small to Make a Difference. Her response is this.
The 2019 book entitled No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference is a collection of speeches made by a Swedish climate change activist. What's her name?
Sharon.
Greta Thunberg.
Sharon. Anya Shazza. Doing the Lord's work for sure. So, you know what Greta Thunberg did this? She changed her name to Sharon. Love that. Oh my god, who put this in here? Oh my. No, I'm not reading this article again. I've had enough. Someone's put this article. I'll read it again. Austrian village finally changed its swear word name to something less than a swear word. I remember this from this show. If you want to look at a highlight from this show, look no further than the 5 minutes that I literally spent the word saying the F-bomb. that was definitely a time on the show. So you can go back and listen to that if you really want to, but I am not reading it. No way. No capes. Alrighty, that's going to do it for this show. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I do greatly appreciate it. Regular shows are coming back next week. Thank gosh, because I don't think we could talk about what we talked about for the last 2 and a bit hours together. But I knew the show was going to run long, but hey, you know, it's important to talk about these sort of things sometimes. So thank you so much for joining us. That's going to do it for us. You can support this and everything that I do over on my Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell. DaleCampbell. You can find more of my musings on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/DaleCampbell. Capital D, capital C, DaleCampbell. You can follow my many Instagram adventures as well at the Dale Campbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. You can join the Discord at bit.ly/DaleDiscord. You can chat with us while we are offline about this and anything else that we talked about in the show as well. I'm happy to have a conversation with any and all of you. And if you like this show enough, please, A, tell a friend. Or B, consider buying our merchandise. The Generic Live Show merchandise is back, baby. You can get it at bit.ly/GLSmerch. That's GLSmerch. Generic Live Show mugs, shirts, hoodies, all sorts of goodies for you to go check out. Tote bags. The tote bags are amazing, I will say. We've got face coverings over there as well, so much to check out, to see and do. All right, this show is going on long enough. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you all next week. And kudos goodbye to 2020. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye.